Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belleville.
Ah, welcome back, tokers and tokettes. 4 o'clock in the Pacific Time Zone, time for Toker Talk Radio. Phone lines are open, 844-420-RADIO, that's 844-207-2346, on the incredibly off chance that Tim Russo is listening and has the stones to call in. Going over to stoners against legalization in Ohio still. Oh my God. It's remarkable to me. I can't even wrap my mind around the idea that right now the full weight of city, county, state, and federal governments who have armed enforcers, armed agents, who can mess with your life over the mere smell or sight of weed, I just cannot understand how that scenario is less scary than the scenario where the city cops can't mess with you, the county cops can't mess with you, the state cops can't mess with you. You can grow 4 plants at home, possess a half pound of weed, and go to a store and buy an ounce of weed or hash or tincture or edible or concentrate. And that's somehow worse. I just don't get it. What is your life like in Ohio right now if you want to buy weed? Well, you got to know a guy. You got to have a guy. You got to have a hookup, right? How often are you able to buy weed from your guy? Like anytime you want? Or do you have to make a phone call and then have to wait for some time for him to pick up whatever he's got to pick up? And then do you go and meet him in a well-lit store, or do you meet him in a parking lot at a Walgreens, or do you have to go over to his house and listen to his shitty band tape, or do you meet him in a park somewhere? I can't understand this. Now, I think personally, what a lot of this has to do with is people being mad at rich people. This is like a left-wing Occupy, hate the 1% kind of thing that's bubbling up here. And I'm on your side as far as that goes, right? But what to me is incomprehensible is how Salio cannot separate things in their mind, politically speaking. You can hate the way the commercial grow structure is set up, and you can hate prohibition more. You know, that's where I'm at. And they keep trying to catch me up. They keep trying to say I'm a hypocrite or some shit. Well, just 2 months ago, you were saying it was the shittiest legalization you ever vote for. Yes, I'm still saying that. It's a shitty business model. I'm with you. Writing in 10 grow sites into the Constitution is a stupid idea. Not stupid because some grower who's been overcharging us all these years and shorting our bags and spraying with pesticides and who knows what else he does. Not because that guy misses out. No, it's stupid because it won't work. And that's why I'm supporting it. It's like, it's weird. These people have this, the ability for them to hold two completely contradictory thoughts in their head at the same time baffles me. On the one hand, they'll say, well, we don't need this 2015 legalization. We can vote no on this 2015 legalization because in 2016, we'll get better legalization on the ballot. We'll have true legalization on the ballot. All right, so we'll get true legalization on the ballot in 2016. Despite the fact that there's no other group in Ohio that has a dime to their name that has ever generated even a third of the signatures they need to even get medical marijuana on the ballot, much less full legalization, a year after full legalization just failed, much less full legalization after full legalization just failed during an election when five or six other states, especially California, are going to be sucking up all of the attention and money. Somehow, magically, they're going to be able to put a brand new, never before seen legalization on the ballot and get it passed in 2016. But if we pass legalization in 2015, it'll never change. There's just no way it'll be in the Constitution. It'll be engraved there. It'll never, ever change. What happened to all this power that you had to get something new on the ballot in 2016? What, you have the power to pass completely new legalization, but you can't amend an existing legalization? Fucking insane.
Don't touch that dial. We're right back to Radical Russ in just a few minutes. Hey, does anybody really have a dial anymore? No. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show.
And these are the same guys who'll say, if the cartel is growing all the weed's going to suck and the price will be too high because they want to keep the prices high. But somehow that condition won't keep the black market thriving and won't pressure people to want to change that shitty part of the law. I hate to say that sometimes our people are smoking themselves a little too stupid, but some of you are.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout. Or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420radio.org.
As a police officer, I walked a beat, served on the vice squad and SWAT team, and became an expert on drug addiction. I saw firsthand the effects of Ohio's destructive marijuana laws. Simply put, they don't work. Ohio spends over $100 million each year on this failed effort. It's time for marijuana reform, so law enforcement can spend their time cracking down on real criminals and making Ohio a safer place for our families. Vote yes on 3.
Expand your horizons and join us every Wednesday night for Gordon Green's Music Planet. You'll hear an eclectic mix of music from all around the world. Catch the first show of the month for an intro to world music. It's Gordon Green's Music Planet, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, with replays weekends at midnight on 420radio.org.
Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabusiness 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPA's Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com, with years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
We'll be right back. Aw, yeah, baby.
That's some groovy funk from Roy Ayers. The song is called Searching, and it reminds me that tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time, you got to tune in to get your dose of Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. That's right, the Funky Roller Rink's on tonight at 8 p.m. Not sure which episode will be on tonight, but I'm sure it'll be uploaded here very soon. And if you miss Big Daddy tonight at 8 p.m., tune in tomorrow. Starting at 8 o'clock, we have our six-hour music block. 2 hours of metal with Herb Thrasher, followed by an hour of funk with Big Daddy, an hour of electronic with Electric Bob, an hour of world music with Gordon Green, and an hour of early 20th century blues, jazz, big band, and swing in the new Viper Hour. All right, so before I get too lost into all of these ranty discussions, let me make my big announcement. The Russ Belville Show, as of, well, it was a little bit last night or was it this morning? I can't remember. But I have signed an agreement to be on CannabisRadio.com. That's right. I'm joining CannabisRadio.com along with Dr. Mitch Earlywine, who's already got a show there, along with Viv McPeak. Who else has got a show out there? Kyle Cushman's got a show on CannabisRadio.com. And what's nice about CannabisRadio.com, right now it's just podcasts that we're uploading there, and that's cool. But they'll be doing the 24-hour live stream, just like 420 Radio, and it'll be on iHeartRadio, ladies and gentlemen. iHeartRadio. So we are looking forward to that. Going to have ourselves a really good time. Now, that might make you wonder, what happens to 420 Radio? Well, guess what? 420 Radio is still going to stick around. I'm still going to have the 420 Radio stream running all of the normal stuff and the ASA and the Leap and all the other podcasts, as well as the previews or the clips from the Russ Belville Show and all of our music shows. What? The music shows? Yes, folks. Not only is the Russ Belville Show moving on to CannabisRadio.com, but I secured an agreement with CannabisRadio.com that they would make an offer to all five of our music shows as well. Now, I can't guarantee the music shows will pick up on the offer. You know, Gordon Green, Electric Bob, Big Daddy, that's all their shows. They can decide what they want to do with them. Because part of the offer is that there'll be commercials. they'd have to put some commercials in their shows, and they may not want to do that. But the offer exists. Anybody who's a 420 Radio music show producer will be able to move on with me to CannabisRadio.com. And to be able to actually make money at this, to actually be paid for this. And for me, the big thing about joining CannabisRadio.com is having a team. You know, running 420 Radio is a job. And running the Russ Belville Show is a job. And producing these other music shows and stuff is a job. And I got too many jobs. I'm dying here. So with CannabisRadio.com, they will have a sales team, an advertising team, a marketing team, all that stuff. Plus, they're going to be putting me center stage at even more events to represent for CannabisRadio.com. So good things are coming. CannabisRadio.com, you can think of that as kind of the national network, and think of 420radio.org as cable access. That'll be about the way it breaks down. All right, let me get to our phone line where we've got a caller who's been patiently waiting. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Russ. Hi, Russ. Congratulations on your new deal with cannabis.com.
Thank you very much. And this Mike from THS?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. The Human Solution International, and Mike calls us up about once a week to give us an update on the prisoners who are still fighting because of this this drug war that still exists. So what's the latest, Mike?
Well, a lot's happened since we last spoke, Russ. Human Solution has sort of branched out and formed several coalition groups, and also our board member, civil rights attorney Matthew Pappas, who is representing the dispensary and all of the patients and employees that were in Sky Collective that the police were caught eating edibles in, has formed a law group with Sarah Swain in Kansas. And between the two of them, they're also branching to California up north and forming an alliance with Joseph Tully, who represents a lot of cannabis growers and defendants up there in Northern California. Yesterday, Matt Pappas and Joseph Tully held a press conference at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel, and it involves filing lawsuits against Sonoma counties for civil rights violations related to the raid of a branch of the Oklavaya Native American Church on September 14th, filing multiple lawsuits against Shasta County, which includes the Benno 3, and as you recall, James Benno, who had his grow raided several years ago, he was growing for young Landon Spencer, who was fighting brain cancer, and because of his Spencer's medication was taken away, he passed away. And James Benno is still facing about 17 felonies and a long time in prison if things don't go well. So like Matthew Pappas and Joseph Tully have all stepped up, and they're filing probably a class action lawsuit that's going to involve several hundred defendants going against these practices that are desperate. Things going on in Kansas right now. Shona Banda is preparing to file a federal lawsuit with Matthew Pappas and Sarah Swain representing them in federal court for violation of her civil rights. They're filing a federal lawsuit against the state of Kansas, the governor Brownback, the secretary of the Kansas, the secretary that runs the Department of Child and Family Services. They're bringing a federal lawsuit against the counselor in Garden City, Kansas school that notified authorities when Sarah Swain's 11-year-old corrected the counselor that it's called cannabis and not marijuana, which landed the cops to search Shona Banda's house.
Yeah, you know, we ought to start educating folks as well that while it's good to have talks with your kids about marijuana, you also need to have that talk about when to shut up, to not talk about marijuana.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. But sometimes for an 11-year-old who just
I'm not blaming the kids.
Not blaming the kids.
It's just, you know, what a you know, this happened to Shona Banda too. I mean, it's a terrible thing that, you know, you want your kid to be an active member of society and to stand up for what's right, but. Man, that just sucks. All right, sorry to interrupt.
With the Human Solution, we've also organized another coalition called United Cannabis, or Coalition Cannabis for Activists. And within 2 weeks, I think we've got close to over 600 members now. And we've got members from Ireland, Denmark, Queensland, Australia, New Zealand, all across the country, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, and Mexico, the country. Of course, we made a special invitation and got Sharon Ravert from Peachtree Normal as well. We've got folks from New York.
Excellent.
And this thing is just snowballing.
Oh, that's really good news. So is this all up on the Human Solutions website, thsintl.org?
Yes, a lot of it. And also, if you go on Facebook, you can look up the it's a closed group, but if you can find somebody on there that can invite you that you know, you can get on it. And that's the United Cannabis or United Coalition or Cannabis Activists.
All right.
You can go to Human Solution Facebook page, and you can be directed from there.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, Mike, and we hope to hear from you next week.
All right. Then congratulations again on you actually making this a paying gig.
Yeah. Well, it's been paying. It's just we hope it pays better now.
You can afford that haircut you've always wanted.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need.
That's just how white folks will do you.
As a matter of fact, it is. Hey, folks, it's 420 here in the Pacific time zone, and this is the second 420 in a row. I've made it from one 420 to the next 420 without smoking any marijuana. It's been a long time. We'll see what happens. Stick around. We got Groovin' Thursday tunes coming up next.
Hey, this is Steve Burke, and you're listening to 420 Radio. Yeah.
The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest-growing business association in the fastest-growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers.
Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Groovin' Thursday, featuring rap, hip-hop, soul, and funk music. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, time for our Daily Toker Tunes, and we got Chuck Diesel on the line. How you doing, Chuck?
Oh, I'm doing great, Russ. Just slid down to Seaside, Oregon, on the Oregon coast with the girlfriend's family and having a great day.
I love Seaside, man. Hey, did you get a chance to see any of the GOP clown car last night?
I didn't. You know, I was thinking I would just check PolitiFact and the fact check and get the highlights.
There you go. Yeah, there's some. They did a lot of talking about marijuana. Carly Fiorina said, we shouldn't be giving the wrong message that, like, marijuana is like drinking a beer. To which I had to say, yeah, you're right, because it's far less harmful.
yeah, exactly. You know, I saw something about Jeb Bush saying, you know, yeah, I smoked 4 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw something about Rand Paul kind of checking him saying, well, you should check your privilege at the door because if you've been smoking, you're a hypocrite if you're not advocating for legalization.
That's right. And Rand Paul was the most sensible sounding person on the stage last night, which means he doesn't have a chance in hell.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hopeless for him, man.
You know, it's funny when, was it Kucinich?
Yeah.
Had a couple pretty reasonable points in the last debate.
Kasich,
and I was like, oh man, he's going to get primary. He's way too reasonable.
Yeah. Kasich. That's the guy. But yeah, they talked about that. Chris Christie kept calling weed a gateway drug. You know, apparently gateway to the White House. Cause you know, Jeb Bush, George Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, apparently, and maybe gateway to the Krispy Kremes looking at the governor. But anyway, let's get to the music for the day because you got some good stuff coming up here. Tell us who we're about to play.
We're going to play a song by the Maniacs called Piff Kush, which kind of reminiscent of the East Coast Piff, and it's off a mixtape called Get Dizzy 420 in Audio.
All right. Well, let's do that. This is Piff Kush. Get dizzy.
You are watching a master.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Homie, I'll be higher than a skyscraper fire. No lie, yo. Even Mariah wouldn't carry like half one day's worth. Real talk, cause it wouldn't fit in her purse. Fuck a nigga thought. Homie, I don't know what's worse. That or the fact I'm better than most rappers. You can call them actors. Snacks stay witty. And I pull strings. Conway Twitty. Time for some action. First, I need a Dutch. Dumping guts in my napkin. Running from the cops, ducking in and out of traffic.
I'm out.
Praying to God that my whip never backflip or anything similar to that kind of accident. Blasted ass activist snacks, you can call me. Give me my space, so you gotta get up off me. Gotta keep it raunchy for me and my circle. Hands like crayons, leave one eye purple. Dizzy in the building, and we came here to hurt you. Unless you talking money, then we came here to work too.
Money,
I'll be like, it be all for free. But if you talking about the money, you can call for me. I smoke piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. Both, nigga, roll that up. One Dutch, two Dutch, two different blunts, and that's piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm both. Roll it up, nigga, I'm so high. You can see me in the sky smoking with my guys.
Homie, I be skiing like 50 degrees below Fahrenheit. And I be getting dumb high, even though I'm scared of heights. Where's the pipe? Where's the bomb? Where's the L? Where's the bowl? Where's the haze? Where's the piff? Where's the kush? Where's the dro? Whoa, wait, now give me a minute. But don't dare count me out, cause homie, I ain't finished. I need my spinach spitting lines that be popping eyes. Don't try, we got a buzz that's dropping flies. Oops, sorry, guy, I meant to say dropping like. But it's aight if you hype, all of that stops tonight. Once you light the dynamite, other words spark a dime. Then you might start a fight with the next dude in line. If he takes his time, doesn't want to pass the L, push him off the cloud. If they ask, say he fell. Heard I was doing well, now hoes want to split a O. If they ain't putting up or putting out, tell them no. Sorry that I'm not sorry, Papa was a rolling stone. Now I became a rapper with the swagger of a Jagger. Cocky as a middle-aged Rocky with the rhymes. Transforming over time, Optimus couldn't stop me in my prime. Watch as I shine, I'm about to make my presence felt. Coming for the belt, you might as well say for help. Hey. Anything to say, I suggest keep to keep yourself. To smoke yourself, pot to keep my head above the water. Microphone.
I'm a piff, yeah, kush. 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 I'm both, both, nigga, roll that up. One Dutch, two different blunts, and that's piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm a piff, yeah, kush. I'm both. Roll it up, nigga, I'm so high. You can see me in the sky smoking with my guys. Dizzy.
Hi, this is Steve Vetran from Chula Vista, California, and you're listening to 420radio.org.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific for The Human Solution, podcasting at thsintl.org. The purpose of The Human Solution is to support each other through the trials we face as cannabis consumers and spread educational information about cannabis. Check our online listings for The Human Solution with Joe Grumbine from thsintl.org.
At
Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Dr. Aaron Karchner studied 25 heavy marijuana users. None, zero of the 25 had readings above 5 nanograms. Beef Sarich is getting his facts from the department or right out of his ass.
Pass, hose, pounds, roll it up, blow it down, got enough to go around.
Some music from MJD, that's Schedule 1 featuring me. That's a little bit of me at the beginning of that. Thanks, guys, appreciate it. You're listening to Toker Talk Radio, and for those of you in the Rocky Mountains who had to go out and look at the beautiful scenery, it is true. The big announcement is that the Russ Belville Show has signed a contract with CannabisRadio.com. We're hopefully going to have a launch date on CR on October 1st. That's my goal. Give me 2 weeks to get some new liners recorded and to move the podcast feed and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a lot of work. And man, there are so many recordings I have where I say 420radio.org and so many graphics and things. I mean, there's a lot I have to do, but I'm really excited about it. Russ Belville Show moving to CannabisRadio.com, joining Vivian McPeak, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, and what I'm sure will be even more great marijuana shows out there at CannabisRadio.com. We'll be featured on iHeartRadio and we'll soon have a live stream. They'll have a great app, better than the one that I've got. Finally, I have a team behind me. Finally, I've got marketing and sales and advertising and tech and all that stuff covered for me. All I got to do is worrying about putting on a show. So that's what I'm going to do. Keep putting on shows. And the offer is open for our music shows. Of course, that would be Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink, Electric Bob's Boogaloo, Gordon Green's Music Planet, and the new Viper Hour, if they want to join CannabisRadio.com, an offer will be tendered. Now, I can't control the offer. I don't know what it'll be, but I know my offer is that I have to do a show every day, like I've been doing. And really excited about this. I have been waiting for the next evolution, and I really feel like I've taken this thing as far as I can by myself. I and really farther than I think most people could have taken it by themselves. But it's really, I'm getting old. I'm approaching 48 this January, and I need some time, man. I need some help. So we're really, really looking forward to that. Going to be a good time. For those of you out on the East Coast, Northeast, I will be in Boston, Massachusetts next weekend at the Freedom Rally, Boston Freedom Rally. I think it's the 24th or 25th. Not so sure. But yeah, I will be out there to enjoy the freedom at the Boston Common. Let's go to our phone lines. We got a call coming in from the 541 area code. You're on the air with Toker Talk Radio. What's up?
Hey, Russ. Congratulations, man. That's
thanks,
awesome.
Man.
Awesome. Kid adjusted. Hey, what about any, like, as far as all the shows that are getting deals and stuff, what about all the future shows that will be on 420 Radio?
You know, I don't know. You know, I plan on keeping the stream going because it really doesn't cost anything to run the stream. I signed with a different company, DJC Media, to host the stream, and they're going to pump some commercials into the stream as well. So the stream itself, 420 Radio, is just going to be like this self-running automated income stream for me, basically. We'll keep the shows on that are currently on, which are basically half hour replays of other podcasts from around the country. And I got to work it out with Cannabis Radio, but I might be able to play half hours worth of the shows that I'm moving to Cannabis Radio as a promotion to get people from 420 Radio to Cannabis Radio. But as far as new shows, heck, after I leave and the music shows leave, we'll have, you know, what, 3 hours a day to fill that, or more. So yeah, if more people want to have shows, I'm all for it.
Cool. Well, I've been working on a podcast, so I might give you some episodes.
Yeah, that would be great. And really what I think, when I think of the relationship between 420radio.org and CannabisRadio.com, I think of it like the NBA Development League and the NBA. Or yeah. Or network TV and cable access, right? Like, right. Or basic world. Cable. So yeah, the hope is that we would develop some shows through 420 Radio And the ones that are really good, maybe, you know, bring them up to the big leagues.
Cool. That's awesome, man.
All right.
Congratulations, dude.
Thanks, awesome. Justice.
I've been with you for a minute. It's been awesome. You're doing very well, and it's really good to see stuff you believe in succeed.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
cool,
that.
Man. Later.
Yeah, and I'm really needing that this week because I've been going rounds with the Salio, the Stoners Against Legalization in Ohio, and they're mean. They say mean things to me. They say awful, terrible things to me. One of the things they like to say is that I'm a whore. That my support of the legalization in Ohio must be because I'm being paid by the Responsible Ohio campaign, or that I have shares, that I've bought shares in the grows, or that I'm just angling to get support and advertising from the legal grows once it does pass. Well, as for the first two, I can tell you absolutely, there is no truth to that whatsoever. I am not paid by Responsible Ohio campaign. I don't have shares in Responsible Ohio campaign. I don't even know anybody in the Responsible Ohio campaign. Never talked to them, don't know who they are. So those first two, completely false. I've been transparent my whole career about who I'm behind, what I support, and how I'm paid. Okay? And here's how I'm paid. I write a daily column for marijuanapolitics.com. So that's one place I get paid. And then I write a bi-weekly column for High Times. That's number two place I get paid. And then I do this show on 420 Radio, which has sponsors and advertisers and membership donations that come into me. That's the third way I get paid. And then the fourth way I get paid is my salary as the director of Portland Normal, which isn't much of a salary, but it's some. So there you go. There you go. That's where I get paid. And the thing that's maddening about that is that political campaigns have to document this stuff, right? It goes on the Secretary of State's website. Everybody that makes donations gets paid, has shares. If I was being paid by these people, you could prove it. It would be easy. But I'm not. No, see, I'm pretty consistent. I believe that if there's something on the ballot that lets me buy weed, grow weed, and smoke weed, then I'm going to vote for it. I've been consistent that way. I've supported every legalization that has come up in my career. That includes Paul Stanford's Okta, which is probably what these people, Salio, would say would be perfect legalization. Despite the fact that I despise the man. Okay? But I support it. I went out of my way to make commercials for it. So it's quite easy to see that I am a consistent supporter of marijuana legalization. There's no need to buy me out. So I'm not a whore. I'm a slut. Okay? That's if you want to be technical. Now, the third point they bring up, that third part about he's angling to get advertising from the legal pot places once they exist. Well, I suppose so. I mean, really, I'm angling to get advertising from anyone. That's how a show stays on the air, is through advertising. And I'm a show about marijuana, so it would make sense that I would be cultivating, pardon the pun, advertisers from the marijuana business. And the marijuana business can't exist until it's legal. So if you want to string together that little thread, go ahead. That must be it. That must be why I support Ohio legalization, is because I want them to buy an ad in 2016. That must be it. Can't be that I just don't want to be a criminal anymore. That I don't want to have to be subject to a fine or a ticket or harassment from cops because I smell like weed. That might be it too. And the dichotomy of these people, the cognitive ability they have to have these two beliefs that contradict or confuse each other. It's just mind-boggling to me. Somehow they'll be able to get true legalization on the ballot in 2016, but they'd never be able to amend existing legalization in 2016. When amending something that already exists is far, far easier. Another thing I'm hearing from these people. They came up with this thing today because the Ohio Supreme Court ruled on the ballot summary. Okay. Not the amendment itself, but the ballot summary. Now, one of the things in the ballot summary said that people, adults, would be able to, with a license, home grow 4 plants, possess 8 ounces at home, and be able to transport it. And the Ohio Supreme Court said, no, you're not going to be able to transport it. You can't transport that at all. In fact, let me see if I can find the Cleveland. It was on cleveland.com, I think. Title on marijuana legalization. Here we go. All right. So here's the thing they said is that, I don't think that, here it is. Here it is. Transporting pot. Here's the paragraph. The ballot language inaccurately said that people aged 21 and older would be permitted to grow and transport over 1/2 pound of marijuana plus 4 flowering marijuana plants, the court found. Under the amendment, only people holding a valid license would be allowed to grow up to 8 ounces and have 4 flowering plants. Even with those licenses, though, would be barred from transporting marijuana. So what the Salio people are saying is that that part that says nobody, that they, you can't transport marijuana, means that nobody will ever be able to take their marijuana outside the house. That's what they're trying to get it to mean. And the fact is that the way that the decision is written, I went and looked it up because you know me, right? The part about being barred from transporting marijuana is a sentence dependent on the context of talking about the home grow of 4 plants in possession of 8 ounces with a license. It's not a blanket statement that says nobody will ever be able to transport marijuana. Because just apply some logic here. If I can grow 4 plants in my home, how do they get there? They have to be transported at some point. We haven't invented the transporter yet. Scotty's not going to beam them into your house. You'd have to go to a store, buy 4 seedlings or some seeds, and transport them. How about if someone has a home with 4 plants and they're possessing 8 ounces in their home, and now they need to move from that home to their new home? They're allowed to possess it in their old home. They're allowed to possess it in their new home. Do they really expect us to believe that you're going to have to destroy and throw away your 4 plants and 8 ounces in the old home and then get a new set of 4 plants and grow and have eventually 8 ounces in the new home? Come on. And the amendment clearly states that adults will be able to possess 1 ounce of marijuana in public. So even worst case scenario, let's pretend that Salio's got this right and that nobody can transport marijuana ever. Let's pretend that. Well, if that's the case, how do you get your home, how do you get your store-bought marijuana from the store to your house? Because we're going to be allowed to buy marijuana in a store, right? And we're going to be allowed to possess an ounce of it, right? At some point, you're going to have to transport that ounce. Now, this is the part where Salio adds in another little Stoners Against Legalization talking point. One that is actually recycled from 2012's Washington I-502. And that's the idea of the illegal non-store ounce. It's this idea that when cops stop you and find you to have weed, if that weed isn't store weed, why then you're going to be busted. That's what they said with I-502. They actually said this with I-502, that if you had weed in Washington State, but it didn't come from a store, then you'd be busted. Folks, nobody in Washington State has been busted for having a non-store ounce. Think about it. How would they know? What, store marijuana is orange or something? Ah, you have green marijuana. That's obviously not store marijuana. How would they know? The Supreme Court of the United States said that marijuana is fungible. You can't tell one marijuana from another marijuana. You can't tell medical marijuana from recreational marijuana. And in this case, you can't tell store-bought marijuana from homegrown marijuana. So how are they going to bust you? Even pretending, even if we pretend that nobody could ever transport weed, at least the homegrown weed, how would they know the ounce that you got on you that you're transporting is homegrown or store-bought? The amendment doesn't say possession of an ounce of weed with the receipt from the store and kept in its original package is legal. So you go to the store, you buy your ounce, you take it out of the package and put it in a baggie. And now you're driving along and the cop says, hey, where'd you get that weed? And you say, a store. How does he know that you did or didn't? But seriously, these Salio people are saying, with that Supreme Court ruling, how are you ever going to be able to grow marijuana in your home and then take some to your patient? Your patients are going to suffer. It's always the patients are going to suffer. So, okay, grow your weed, put an ounce of it in a baggie, drive to your patient. When the cop pulls you over, lie to him. Tell him it came from a store. But that's not legalization. What, to have to break the law after it's legal? That's not legal. You are asking people to break the law? Well, what the fuck do you think they're doing now? They're like, oh no, after legalization, some laws may still exist that we might have to break. Instead of all the laws that exist that we have to break. How does it get any worse? And this is the thing. These stoners against legalization in Ohio, they like to say, like to point out how limiting the commercial grows to the 10 growers is bullshit. And it's going to suck because these 10 commercial grows will suck. And they'll collude to keep the prices high and they'll overtax it and it'll be too expensive. Remember Washington I-502, you know, $600 ounces. Remember that? Yeah, it's going to be the same thing. We're going to have massively expensive weed. It's going to suck because it's going to be all corporate. It's going to be corporate weed and it'll suck. Okay. So how does that make things worse for the current grower who's growing and selling it at $300 an ounce? If what they say is true, that the corporate weed will suck and it'll be overpriced, that's the best possible thing that could happen to the current illegal grower. Isn't it? If the responsible Ohio cartel tries selling stemmy, swaggy weed at $600 an ounce, and Bob down the street is selling it for $300 an ounce, Bob's going to be doing pretty good. And Bob's doing even better because Bob can go get a home grow license and cover 4 plants and a half pound of that grow without getting busted. How does it make Bob's life any worse? Well, here's how. These people aren't afraid that the cartel weed's going to suck. These people are afraid the cartel weed isn't going to suck. That's what they're afraid of. They know damn well that this cartel will manage like the growers in Colorado, the growers in Washington. They know that this mass-produced commercial weed will be great quality. It'll be inspected and tested. It'll be labeled for potency and purity. And it'll beat Bob's $300 an ounce. That's what they know. That's what they fear. They know the arrival of the Responsible Ohio plan means the illegal dealer has to cut prices. That the illegal dealer loses out on profit. And it's weird, too, because another thing you'll hear from them is, well, this will never get rid of the black market. Okay, then what's your problem? Isn't that what you're complaining, that the black market growers are being fucked by this, being left out, right? But if this isn't going to eliminate the black market, then how are they being fucked? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But this is what I do. I love discussing it with these people because it's the same arguments I've heard time and time again. And I prodded them on this on Twitter before I blocked them all. I got tired of them, blocked them all. But for a while there I was going. And one of the things I said is, do you consider Colorado, Oregon, Alaska, and Washington to be legalization? Because we kept going rounds and rounds on, that's not legalization. By God, if I can't grow it and sell it, that's not legalization. Oh, sure, there'd be a legal store. There'd be a legal processing facility and a legal testing facility I could own. Oh, sure, I could legally grow 4 plants at home and legally possess a half pound at home and legally possess an ounce of marijuana and legally possess hash and concentrates at home. And edibles and tinctures, yeah, I could do that all that legally, but because I can't grow it and sell it, it's not legalization. It's just not legalization. 9 out of 10 things are legalization, but not that 10th. Oh my God, it's just not legalization. So I questioned him. I said, well, what do you consider legalization? What does it have to be legalization? I went one tack on this. I said, okay, let's pretend, you know what? Hold on. Let me come back to this. I'll come back to this. We need to get some commercials played here, and we'll finish up this Stoners Against Legalization in Ohio. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Russ Belleville Show's Toker Talk Radio on 420radio.org.
Five of the last 9 major party candidates to run for president, 3 of the last 9 vice presidential candidates, and the last 3 two-term presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belleville Show. This is 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum. Elegance and sophistication concentrated.
It's time for cannabis facts about teen drug use from Robert Platschorn's thesilvertour.org. This message is supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. A recent survey by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control indicates that in states that have legalized medical marijuana, the rate of marijuana consumption among high school students has not increased. In fact, in legal states like Colorado, teen use has actually decreased significantly. It's simply no longer a big deal for teenagers in legal states. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
Feeling the funk with the perks in the blood. 100% cannabis, medical puffs. It's the granddaddy perks, break it down and stuff. In the bay we pack, pay and don't crumble it up. In the black, 100% cannabis, medical puffs. It's the granddaddy perks, break it down and stuff. In the bay we pass, pay it, don't crumble it up. This hobby's my schoolwork, homie, give me my assignment. And sometimes that can lead to consolidatory confinement. My mentals open up and then my pen starts writing. With the perks and the blunts, the aromas are at their finest. Granddaddy, I would eat them all, you think I'm lying. Buds look like gorillas, making fists so tight. Northern
Hills. Aw, yeah, Ignite with Perps and a Blunt. Radical Russ here, winding things up here at Rolla J Studios. Let's see. All right. So I pulled up the actual Ohio Supreme Court decision, because what I was reading to you before was the synopsis from Cleveland.com. And I know Lively Libra's in the chat room there, and Libra taught English. And so she might understand the nuance of context and dependent clauses and all that stuff. Let me read you the exact paragraph number 7 from the Ohio Supreme Court that the Stoners Against Legalization in Ohio are using to say nobody can ever transport marijuana. Here we go. Second, the ballot language informs voters that the amendment would permit any person age 21 or older to grow and transport over 0.5 pound of marijuana plus 4 flowering marijuana plants. These are not accurate representations of the amendment. Under the amendment, growing up to 8 ounces of marijuana plus 4 flowering marijuana plants is permitted only by persons holding valid state licenses, and even those persons are not permitted to transport the marijuana. Okay, English 101 here. In that final sentence, those persons are not permitted to transport the marijuana. The subject, the marijuana, refers to what they were talking about in the first part of the sentence, the preceding clause, under the amendment, growing up to 8 ounces of marijuana plus 4 flowering plants. So what they're saying is, you can't transport a 0.5 pound, and you can't transport your 4 plants. They are not saying nobody can ever transport any marijuana. The sentence doesn't say even those persons are not permitted to transport any marijuana. It's to transport the marijuana, the referring to the earlier part of the sentence that said 8 ounces of marijuana. So there you go. Let me respond real quick to something I saw in the chat room because this bugs the shit out of me. No, marijuana should not be treated like tomatoes are. No, tomatoes don't get you high. Marijuana should be treated like marijuana, a substance that can get you high, a substance that is medicinal, a substance that can be food, fuel, fiber, etc. Marijuana shouldn't be treated like medicine. It shouldn't be treated like booze. It should be treated like marijuana. Marijuana should be treated like marijuana. But to say marijuana should be treated like tomatoes, the first thing your soccer mom thinks is her kid hopping the fence of some pothead to go to their backyard garden and steal some buds to get high at school. So let's banish that treat it like tomatoes tilt bullshit, because it's never going to be treated like tomatoes. It is a mind-altering substance. Tomatoes are not. All right, let me get back to another thing. That just bugs the shit out of me every time I see it. Anyway, the Stoners Against Legalization in Ohio continue to battle to remain criminals. And it's just frustrating. I told you that, like, they like to call me a whore. And the latest one, there was one lady. I assume it's a lady because her name was E. Kim something. In a perfect society. All right, Dabby, you got me. You're right. In a perfect society. But a perfect society. All right. Well, we're splitting hairs now. But anyway, the latest one is this E. Kim person who is trying to drag me down because my YouTube video trailer is badly edited. Yep, you got me. That's it, man. If you don't have a decently edited YouTube video, nothing you say about politics can be taken seriously. That's the kind of people we're dealing with here. All right, folks, that's all the time we got. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and interviews you can use for the cannabis community. For everyone here at Roller J Studios in beautiful legal Potland, Oregon, I'm Radical Russ. Take it easy and take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
you sing, you play.